Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa nabiyyana wa maulana Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira. Amma ba'du, faqad qala Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala fil Quranil Majid wal Furqanil Hamid. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu idha nudiya lis-salati min yawmil jumu'ati fas'u ila dhikrillahi wa dharul bay'. Zalikum khairul lakum in kuntum ta'lamun. Sadaqallahul azim wa ballaghana rasuluhun nabiyyul karim wa nahnu ala zalika minash shahidin wash-shakirin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Respected brothers and elders, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Peace and salutations be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has blessed us with iman, and all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has granted us all the ability to witness this wonderful, beautiful and auspicious day of Jumu'ah. As Muslims, we all are well aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given superiority and rank to certain things over others. Simple example, we know the month of Ramadan is exalted in virtue and rank as compared to the other months of the year. The Quran, the book that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, is exalted and superior in rank than the other scriptures that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given to the previous prophets that had come to this world. And like that, there are many other examples. We look at Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know how superior his rank was compared to the other 124,000 anbiya that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent into this world. So certain things, certain individuals have been given rank over other things. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in a very similar manner, this wonderful day of Jumu'ah, this Friday that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, is such a day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it superiority and rank over all the other days of the week. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, referring to the day of Jumu'ah, said, خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ شَمْسُ يَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ. The best day in which the sun can rise is the day of Jumu'ah. There's no better day in the week, there's no better day in a month, there's no better day in a year than the days of Jumu'ah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us, the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with. And why I'm emphasizing this fact is simply because when we study this verse of the Quran in Suratul Jumu'ah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the day of Jumu'ah and especially the Jumu'ah Salah, then here the commentators of the Quran mention that the Jews, they chose Saturday as the day of worship. وَاخْتَارَ الْيَهُودُ يَوْمَ السَّبْتِ. The Jews chose the day of Saturday as their day of worship and their special day in their deen. وَاخْتَارَ النَّصَارَ يَوْمَ الْأَحَدِ. And the Christians chose Sunday as their day of worship. وَاخْتَارَ اللَّهُ لِهَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ يَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was His divine choice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the day of Jumu'ah. And then the commentators of the Quran further explain with regards to that the reason why Jumu'ah or Friday was chosen for us was because we are khayr al-ummah, the best of all the ummats or the nations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent into this world, and we will precede all other nations even in the year after. So even the day that is given reverence by us precedes the days of the other nations, because Friday comes first, then comes Saturday, then comes Sunday. So the day of Jumu'ah in superiority will come first because it is given to the superior ummah, the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Indeed, this is a great gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, a wonderful gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. But it's unfortunate that the sad reality is such that man's temperament and nature is such in this world that when something is very, very frequent and it comes very, very often to him, then he fails to realize what is the true value of that thing. Many a times there are individuals in our life, there's moments in our life where things really need to be valued and we need to understand the true significance of things, but because it's so close to us or because we become so frequent with it, we sometimes what we say, we caught off guard and we fail to realize what is the true value of that. A simple example, our parents that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, such a great ni'mah, such a great bounty, but because of your close connection and your frequent relationship with your parents, sometimes you tend to drop your guard and you don't realize what is the true value of your parents. The children that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, it's the same story. Sometimes you'll see another child, you might be more tolerant and have more time for that child than your own child. Why? Because you're not so frequent with him. But your child, I'm not saying we take it for granted, but it's because it's in front of us all the time and we're so familiar with these things that we fail to realize what is the true value of these things. And this is the situation with the day of Jumu'ah. It comes every week and we know how fast the weeks are going, we know how fast the months are going, and we know how fast the years are going. But this day of Jumu'ah is such a great ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can never ever afford not to realize what is the true value of this day. We can never ever afford to disrespect this day in any way whatsoever. And then when we really look at people's attitude with regards to a Friday, then we know for a fact in general, even a non-Muslim is aware of the fact that when it comes to Friday, that's a special day for Muslims. But we have confined an entire day of endless mercy and barakah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to just a few moments of the Jummah Salah. What a great injustice we have done to ourselves and we are doing to our deen, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us 24 hours of this day of Jumu'ah, 24 hours of a blessed day. Every moment is blessed. Sometimes there are certain times in the year that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given superiority and virtue, that's a blessed moment or this is a blessed time. This is an entire day that is blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we confine it just to that moment that we spend in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There can be no greater injustice than this that we are doing to ourselves. What a great disservice, and we are incurring so much of loss if we only give in significance and value just to that half an hour or that 1 hour on the day of Jumu'ah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with 24 hours and so many moments of blessings on this day of Jumu'ah. To us, our understanding of the day of Jumu'ah is when we hear that adhan for the Jumu'ah Salah, we come to the masjid, we spend that little time in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the moment the imam makes salam of the Jumu'ah Salah, for us, the day is over, it's finished. We have confined it just to those moments, whereas it's a whole day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. You know, the example of that, there was an individual who had done some favor and a king became very, very impressed and happy with him. So the king said, you know, I'm going to reward this man. It was a very simple individual. He never had much means, a very, very poor person. So the king calls him and says that, look, I've become so happy with you. I want to reward you. And I feel that the most appropriate way for me to reward you, being the king, is I'm giving you an entire day to spend in my vault where all my treasures lie and all my wealth is. I'm giving you one whole day. You can spend there. You can take as much as you want. You can take whatever you want. There's no restriction with regards to the quantity of what you want to take. You take how much you want. You take what you want. The choice is yours. I'm giving you a whole day. In fact, I'll open the door. You go inside. The door will be closed. You choose whatever you want. Take your time. Choose what you want. It's yours. But it's only a limited period, it's a limited offer. You know what they say, while stocks last, limited offers, that's the specials that people run. Right, so it's for limited duration and period. You come after that, special is over. Many times we go after the special, we say, please man, hey, you know, I was on my way, I couldn't make it, they give me at the same price. Sometimes people are merciful and they give it to us at that price. But now this king gives this man this opportunity. So the man now goes, imagine what an opportunity, you go in the vault of a king. Choice is yours, choose how much you want, limitless, not 3 per customer and 4 per customer, take what you want. So now the man goes over there and you know for him, it's he feels like he's in Jannah, he's in heaven already. He looks around at all the gold, the diamonds, the rubies, all the various adornments of the king, the wealth of the king, the cash of the king. He looks at that, he says, sure, I don't know where to start. And then he finds a lovely, what they would say, armrest and a chair of the king. So you know, the throne of the king, spare one, he got lying in his vault. So the man goes, he sits on that throne of the king, he makes himself comfortable, he says, sure, what a chair, I never sat on something like this my whole life. And then he thinks to himself, he says, look, the king has given me so much of time, I don't know when in my life I'll ever get an opportunity to sit on the throne of a king. What comfort, what softness. So let me enjoy this moment. So the man sits back, he lifts up his legs. Now for a moment he's feeling like he's the king himself. And in that day he becomes, slumber overtakes him and the man falls off to sleep. Now he falls off to sleep and in his dream, he's dreaming that he's the king himself. He's enjoying all the bounties and all the ni'mats of the king. And then suddenly there's a rude knock on the door. There's a bang on the door. The man wakes up with a shock. He wakes up, the door of the vault opens, the guards come, they say, sorry, Mr., your time is up. You need to exit. Whatever you have taken, carry on moving. He says, hey, hold on. I fell off to sleep. I never get a chance to choose anything. They said, sorry, your time is now up. This is a certain duration that the king had given you with this opportunity. Your time is up. You have to exit immediately. You got no time to sit and choose. Now the man is absolutely shocked. He was given an entire day to choose whatever he wants, his heart's content, enough to secure him and his generations for the rest of his life and their lives. That's how much he could have taken. But the man wasted such a valuable opportunity, and it was an opportunity never to return again. So now he was taken out of the king's vault, and he came out with absolutely nothing. He became so distraught and so shocked at his own failure that he said, I'm wasting my time taking anything. How could I waste such an opportunity? He was given so much of time, but it was wasted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us 24 hours on this day of Jumu'ah. An entire day from Thursday Maghrib right till Friday, the time of the Maghrib Adhan. 24 hours of endless blessing. Are we cashing in on this opportunity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or are we being like that individual, we're wasting the valuable time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us? 24 hours He gave us, we confined it to half an hour or 1 hour on the day of Jumu'ah. That's a very, very great injustice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to realize the error of our ways. Such a ni'mah from Thursday. There's three things we need to acknowledge, we need to do when it comes to the day of Jumu'ah. Number one, we need to look different on this day as compared to the other days of this week. The advice of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to the ummah is that on the day of Jumu'ah a person should wear the best of his clothes. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has in fact encouraged that a person own a certain set of clothes that he only wears for the day of Jumu'ah. The best of your clothing. We have wardrobes full of clothes. We have so many garments to wear. Keep a special one for the day of Jumu'ah. We need to look different on this day. We need to dress our best on this day. This is the best day of the week. It's only appropriate that we as Muslims dress our best and we look different on this day of Jumu'ah. Just by the mere glance at us, a person must know, no, that's definitely, it's definitely Friday. The man is looking completely different as compared to other days of the week. The second thing is we need to act different on this day of Jumu'ah. We need to act different because on this day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us moments of acceptance of dua. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged us to recite durood and to send abundant durood. One is your daily recitation of durood. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was the greatest benefactor to mankind, has requested an increase in our recitation of durood on the day of Jumu'ah. Now, how much of durood do we send to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What is the value of sending durood upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Such a great act of worship. A sahabi came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, kam aj'alu laka min salati alayka. How much of my dua should I dedicate to you? That means how much of durood should I as an individual dedicate to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ar-rubu', dedicate a quarter of your supplication. Remember, our durood is actually a dua. What we saying? We saying, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Oh Allah, you send salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's actually a dua. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the man, dedicate a quarter of your supplications and your dua towards me. But if you do, فَإِنْ زِدْتَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكَ. If you do more, it will be much more better for you. So the man says, okay, O Nabi of Allah, how about I dedicate half my supplications to sending durood upon you? Nabi Kareem SAW said, An-nisfu, okay, half is fine, but فَإِنْ زِدْتَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكَ. If you do more, it will be all the better for you. There's more benefit for you. So then the man says, okay, I'll dedicate 2/3 of my supplication towards sending durood upon you. That means 2/3, instead of making dua, I will send durood upon you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa said, 2/3 is very good. فَإِنْ زِدْتَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكَ. If you do more, it will be much more better for you. So then the man said, O Nabi of Allah, how about if I dedicate all my supplication only towards sending durood upon you? That means that I won't make no dua for myself. The only thing I'll do is, I'll engage myself constantly in sending durood upon you. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَنْ تُكْفَى هَمُّكْ. If you do that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will rid you of all your worries. وَيُغْفَرُ ذَنْبَكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all your sins. Imagine for you to dedicate all your supplication towards sending durood to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All your worries taken care of, all your sins forgiven. What a noble act on the day of Jumu'ah for you to send abundant durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And under the commentary of this hadith, the commentators of hadith have mentioned that it is more superior for you to be constantly engaged in durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam than even making dua for yourself. Because making dua for yourself, you're only asking for yourself. Engage yourself in durood, you're securing the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're securing the pleasure of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You're securing the fact that Allah will rid you of worries and forgive your sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to send abundant durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us all recite, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad alfa alfa marra, oh Allah, send countless durood upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But let us make an increase of this recitation, especially on a Friday, because this is the request of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the second thing is, we need to act differently on this day of Jumu'ah. And the third very important thing is, we need to feel different. We know how we feel on the morning of Eid, after the month of Ramadan, after toiling for the whole month of fasting. On that morning of Eid, we know how wonderful we feel, how special we feel, how honored we feel. Every week Allah is blessing us with the day of Eid. Do we feel as special? Do we feel blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The moment the Adhan goes for that Maghrib Salah on a Thursday or evening, do I suddenly feel special that what a day has dawned upon me? What a ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has dawned upon me, upon the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How special do we feel? We know on the day of Eid how differently we conduct ourselves with regards to other days of the year. We're in a different mood, we're in a different tone. That's the demand for the day of Jumu'ah. We need to be completely different. We know sometimes our behavior is not really in accordance to the teachings and the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on certain days. You know, especially Monday, what they say, Blue Monday. The boss always say, don't come near me on a Monday morning. Everything is upside down. You're just coming off the weekend. But when it comes to a Friday, make your mindset different. Think differently, feel differently, give this day its due respect. How unfortunate it is that sometimes we conduct ourselves on a Friday worse than in other days of the week. It's great disrespect to this ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By us merely observing and respecting this day of Jumu'ah and observing it in the best manner that we possibly can, this is showing respect to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor us, and definitely this will be a means of drawing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. Allah says in the Quran, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, or you who believe, إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ. When the Azan is given for the Jummah Salah, and here it's in direct reference to the second Azan that we are accustomed to, that means the Azan before the Khutbah, the second Azan of Jumu'ah. When that Azan goes, فَسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, hasten towards the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rush towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, this is supposed to be our attitude every time the Adhan is given for every Salah. The moment we are حَيَّ عَلَى الْفَلَاهِ حَيَّ عَلَى الصَّلَاهِ, we need to rush towards the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One person said very nicely, he said, how can we ever dream of success when we ignore the call of success? How can we ever dream of being successful if we ignore the direct call of success? And that's none other than Hayya Alal Falah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling you towards Salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling you towards success. If you ignore that call of success, how can you ever be successful? How can you ever wish that success come your way? You got to answer that call of success for you to definitely be successful. So Allah says, hasten towards the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wadharu al-bay' and leave out business. Thalikum khayrul lakum in kuntum ta'lamun. What profound words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says that's much better for you if only you knew. This day of Jumu'ah is absolutely great if only we really know its true value. This day of Jumu'ah is a great ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if only we can understand what a ni'mah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. It's not just that moment of the Jumu'ah salah, it's the entire day that we're speaking about. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةِ, after you have presented yourself for the Jumu'ah Salah, فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ, then spread out in the earth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when you're going out in the earth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to seek, وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ, to seek from the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to go back to that shop, to do your business, واذكر الله. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't now become unmindful of your creator and of your sustainer. Still be in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not just for a moment or two, كثيرا. Be constantly in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لعلكم تفلحون. So that you may become successful. And with regards to this, look at the wonderful attitude of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. There was a companion by the name of Iraq ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. What a Sahabi of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. On a Friday after the Jummah Salah, وقف على باب المسجد. He would stand at the door of the masjid and he would say, Oh Allah, Allahumma inni ajabtu da'watak. Oh Allah, you called me for the Jummah Salah. I responded to your call. وانتشرت كما أمرتني. Oh Allah, now I am spreading out in the earth like how you have commanded me. Because Allah said, فانتشروا في الأرض. Go out and do your business. Now I am going to do that. وَرْزُقْنِي وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. Oh Allah, you provide and sustain me. You are the best of those who give provision and the best of those who provide. Imagine, look with how much of confidence he would make this dua. That, Oh Allah, I am just at your beck and call. You told me, come to the masjid, I came. You're telling me, go out and seek my livelihood. I'm going out. Oh Allah, bless me in that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to also inculcate this habit within us of asking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and drawing from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the ulama mentioned with regards to the day of Jumu'ah that man ba'a wa ashtara ba'da al-Jumu'ah barakallahu lahu 70 marra. Whoever buys and sells after, whoever deals in trade and commerce after the Jumu'ah Salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inshallah bless him in that deal 70 times more than what would be normally the blessings and barakah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give him with. Now here is a wonderful opportunity for us to capitalize on. Many a times a person is buying a vehicle, or a person is doing his grocery shopping, or a person is going to acquire something. If we can do it in this time, there's definitely more blessing and more barakah from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes it's something big that we are going to acquire, sometimes it's something small. It might seem insignificant to us, but nobody can be independent of the extra mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even if we might feel it's sometimes something insignificant, still do it after the Jummah Salah and see the extra barakah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you with. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to respect this day to its true worth and to its true value. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to come early for the Jummah Salah. This alone, how much of merit. That person who comes first in the masjid on a Friday, it is as if he has given an entire camel in sadaqah in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the person who comes second into the masjid, it's as if he has given an entire cow or cattle in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person who comes third, this is all directly the explanations of the hadith and the words of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one who comes third, it's as if he has given a sheep out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who comes fourth, it's as if he has given a chicken out in the path of Allah. The one who comes fifth, it's as if he has given an egg out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like that, in succession, it continues and it decreases. But once the imam sits for that khutbah, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then the malaika close their books. The register is closed. You marked absent from the Jummah Salah. You marked absent from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a loss for an individual who sometimes every Friday he's pitching up last minute. Sometimes it's out of an individual's control. That we duly acknowledge. A person is really forced and it's circumstances that he can't be there early and on time. But sometimes it's due just to laxity and laziness, simply because we don't realize what a ni'mah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. But a man is coming every week, but he's been marked absent. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from ever being in that situation. The advice of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, وَدْنُوا مِنَ الْإِمَامِ. Come close to the imam. Sit in that first saf. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in another hadith, لَوْ يَعْلَمُ النَّاسْ مَا فِي النِّدَى وَالصَّفِّ الْأَوَّلِ. If people only knew the value of calling out the adhan and the value of the first saf, if people only knew what is the value of that first saf, they would fight to sit in that saf. They would draw lots to sit in that saf. But we don't know what was the words of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If only we knew, but we don't really know what is the value of these things. Hence we lose the opportunity so often. When was the last time I had the honor of standing in the first saf of the masjid? And not because there was no crowd, even if it was packed. When was the last time Allah blessed me with that honor of standing in the first saf? That's a question we need to ask ourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to respect this day to the best of our ability, to honor it, and inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor us to dress our best on this day of Jumu'ah, to send abundant durood upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to engage ourselves in dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Just quickly before the khutbah starts, they say it doesn't matter how many years you had in your life, but it matters how much of life there was in those years. It doesn't matter of how many years there were in your life, but what matters is how much of life there was in your years. Now from that we can ask ourselves the question, there are many days of Jumu'ah that we have witnessed in our life. 52 days a year Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with this wonderful day of Jumu'ah. So it's not how many Jumu'ahs we really witnessed in our life, it's how many we really made count. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq.